It happened long ago. I remember it still. I was hewn down at the halt's end, stirred from my stock. Strong foes seized me there, worked in me an awful spectacle, ordered me to heave up their criminals. Those warriors bore me on their shoulders until they set me down upon a mountain. Enemies enough fastened me there. I saw then the Lord of mankind hasten with much courage, willing to mount up upon me. There I dared not go beyond the Lord's word to bow or burst apart. Then I saw the corners of the earth tremor. I could have felled those foemen, nevertheless I stood fast. The young warrior stripped himself then. That was God Almighty, strong and firm of purpose. He climbed up onto the high gallows, magnificent in the sight of many. Then he wished to redeem mankind. I quaked in the sight of many. I quaked when the warrior embraced me, yet I dared not bow to the ground, collapse to earthly regions, but I had to stand there firm. The rood was reared. I heaved the mighty king, the Lord of Heaven. I dared not topple or reel. They skewered me with dark nails, wounds easily seen upon me, treacherous strokes yawning open. I dared injure none of them. They shamed us both together. I was splattered with blood, sluicing out from the man's side after launching forth his soul. Many vicious deeds have I endured on that hill. I saw the God of hosts racked in agony. Darkness had covered over with clouds the corpse of the sovereign. Shadows oppressed the brightness, splendor, black under breakers. All of creation wept, mourning the king's fall. Christ was on the cross. However, people came hurrying from afar. There to that noble man, I witnessed it all. I was sorely pained with sorrows, yet I sank down to the hands of those men, humble-minded with much courage. They took up there, Almighty God lifting him up from that ponderous torment. Those war men left me to stand dripping with blood. I was entirely wounded with arrows. They laid down the limb-weary there, standing at the head of his corpse, beholding there the Lord of Heaven, and he rested there a while, exhausted after those mighty tortures. Then they wrought him in an earthen hall, the warriors within sight of his killer. They carved it from the brightest stone, setting therein the wielder of victories. Then they began to sing a mournful song, miserable in the eventide, after they wished to venture forth weary from the famous prince. He rested there with a meager host. However, weeping there, we lingered a good while in that place. After the voices of war men had departed, the corpse cooled, the fair hall of the spirit. Then someone felled us both entirely to the earth. That was a terrifying event. Someone buried us in a deep pit. Nevertheless, allies, thanes of the Lord, found me there and wrapped me up in gold and silver.